Michael Jackson's mom wanted him to sing. She's like, honey, could you do something with a little shuffle in it?
It's a true story. I
don't know if that's an accurate...
Is that how she sounded?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was the impersonation of Michael's mother. Hello, Michael, go get my pocketbook. I need to get some change and some chapstick. But she did. She's like, can you do something a little peppy? So peppy. I guess peppy is the thing. We in the studio have Stacey Ryan. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning, Michael.
And on the phone with us is Troy Raper. Good morning, Troy. Are you there?
I am here. Good morning.
All right. There we got it working.
Dialing in for
Infection. Before we get started at everything, I wanted to bring up a story that happened. It was a young girl who got up late for school, okay, and she missed the bus. She had to ask her dad to take her, and as dad was taking her to school, she forgot her backpack.
Is this a true story?
No, this is a true story. I'm not making this up. So the dad totally lays in to the daughter for not being ready, not being prepared. Here, I'm going to go ahead and play this for you. I want you to take a listen to this. Tell me what you think of this. Here, stand by.
There is no way in hell I'm turning this car around. Do you understand me?
Yes.
You better grab a rock and a chisel before you walk into that classroom, because that's what you're going to be using to take notes. You got to get your head out of your...
Whoa!
Focusing on looking like a traffic cone in the morning, you should be worried about getting on the bus in time instead of waking me up to take your sorry to school at 6 a.m.
Okay, listen. Wow.
Thank you.
Shut up.
So he goes back and he, you know, takes care of business for his daughter. But the reason I bring this up, because it reminded me way back when I was playing Legion ball and I was playing in a championship game and I forgot my glove.
Whoops.
I forgot my glove, right? So before y'all just start freaking out on me and telling me, all right, this doesn't seem right. I was left-handed, so everybody on the team was right-handed, so it was a big mess. Have you ever been brutally
assaulted
from your parents for doing something silly? And if it was, what was it? Do you?
Oh, me. Do I remember?
Do you?
Oh.
Troy, do you have anything?
Well, probably the only thing was, I think I was in junior high school, and I missed the bus, but we lived an hour out of town.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it was home, and they're like, where's Troy? And so my dad had to drive back into town to pick me up.
Yeah.
That was a long ride.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad had to do like a 45-round trip to get my glove. And everybody goes, well, why didn't you just use someone else's? Well, for one, I was left-handed.
Right.
And the reason I forgot it is because I would carry all this equipment in this big hockey bag, and I oiled my gloves the night before, and I forgot to put them in the bag, and I didn't check.
Eek.
So, yeah. But so, Stacey, you didn't do any of that whatsoever.
I was perfect.
Of course, she was perfect there, Troy.
Well, as far as getting in the car and all that, but like there are other stories.
All right, well, good enough. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us, both of you. Tell us the reason why we got Troy on the phone here.
Yeah, so the Valley Symphony, as many of you know, has been around for 51 years, mm-hmm. and for the last 27, we've had our longtime conductor, Michael Kern, has been with us, and so he actually retired at the end of our 50th, and so we are in the process of doing a conductor search, a new permanent conductor search, and we have three guest conductors coming up, including Troy, and they're all three of them are finalists. Each of them will take one of our concerts, December, February, and April, and they will rehearse us, and then the orchestra, and then conduct both the Saturday and Sunday concerts. And the process is going to be that the musicians will receive a survey that's appropriate to musicians, but the audience members are going to be invited to take part in a survey after each concert and give feedback to the music committee for decision-making purposes. So I'm sure it's nothing they all can't handle. But it's high level. I think questions, they have not been finalized yet, but there'll be things like, did you connect with, you know, how did you feel about the conductor and the things that he or she, you know, shared with the audience? And did you get a big warm fuzzy and you want to come back for more concerts, you know, those kinds of things. And so we're excited, and to have our three finalists, and we are excited to have the audience participate in all of them. So it's another reason just to get those season tickets out there and get those purchased and ready to go. We are doing Saturday and Sunday concerts for each, the December, February, and April concerts. So Saturdays 7:30, Sundays 3 p.m. So we have some options. Mm-hmm. So, but Troy's our first candidate here. So we're excited to have him.
So Troy, you're out of Grand Junction, correct?
I am, yes.
So tell us about your background. I guess is this part of the interview there, Stacey?
Yeah,
is this...
so yeah, you get to talk to Michael. That's part of it.
Oh, I see. She brings home the boyfriend to her brother is what she's doing and saying, right. see if he makes the cut. I get it. Troy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've lived in Grand Junction since the early 90s. I taught music at Palisade High School as orchestra director, Palisade and Mount Garfield Middle School. I'm a professional bass player. I've played in the Grand Junction Symphony forever. And I've always wanted to work with an adult community group. And this has been an opportunity that was really unexpected. I got a phone call and they said, "Hey, would you be interested?" And it's very exciting to finally get the chance, because I've been so busy, you know, as being a teacher and a music teacher at that. We're always doing something and mm-hmm. throwing on concerts and this, that, and the other. And to be able to finally have some time in my schedule to commit to something a little more grand mm-hmm. it's exciting. And you know, the orchestra's been fantastic, and it's been a great start. We've had a few rehearsals already, and things are going well. So I'm very excited about the upcoming show.
Have you always been kind of in the music format, the music bug type of thing, as Stacey has? She goes all the way back to high school and that kind of stuff?
Oh, he's got way more than me.
I started playing, I was a banjo and a fiddle player in my dad's band, and I toured starting at the age of 9.
Wow.
I didn't even get into orchestra until 7th grade, and I was already a road musician at that point, and so it's been a long haul for me. I've just always done music and always been on stage, so it's been fun. I got into the teaching thing and really, really dug into that for a whole bunch of years, and finally retired. And now I have the time in my schedule. So,
Stacey needs to have you over with your banjo, let alone, man.
Well, we'll talk offline about that.
Break that thing out. It's not always pleasant, but
Well, this is exciting times for both of you. So, what are folks needing to do at this point?
Get those tickets.
Be nice. Yeah, to keep the show. It's gonna be a great show, and it's a holiday show, so it's easily my favorite type of music. Always has been. Just to be able to, just the feel and the joy and the lightness of what you get when you play holiday music is amazing. As a musician and as a conductor, I always say I get to play the orchestra, and that's just an absolute joy for me, because you never know what you're going to get, and then you just kind of go with it, and it's a blast.
Yeah, Christmas by Candlelight, the Colorado Christmas Concert, that's December 3rd at 7:30, and December 4th at 3 o'clock. That's a Saturday and Sunday, is that correct?
Yeah, okay. And the Saturday one, just for you local Montrose people, is immediately following the Christmas parade. So the Christmas parade typically kicks off around 5:30. It's done somewhere on or around 6:45, so you have plenty of time to get over to the pavilion and see our show at 7:30. So we work with that. We don't work in, you know, we work together.
Okay, and if they want to buy the season tickets, where do they go for that as well?
That would be valleysymphony.net online, and you could also in Delta at Clubs at 502 Main Street in Clubs, or at Clubs at Delta, and in here in Montrose at Colorado Smiles, 601 South 3rd, and at our new, very first ever season partner, Cimarron Wealth Management, at 1731 East Niagara Road.
I always enjoy when you come in and have fun with us.
Oh, absolutely. And I want to say, you know, Troy, Christmas is your favorite time of year, right? Don't you listen to Christmas music year round?
I do, and it really bothers my family. I love it.
I don't know. I think it might bother me, you know, come February and you're in that heart mode and you're like, something about Christmas.
You know, it's officially Christmas because Halloween's over. You know?
Right, exactly. We're on.
Yeah, you can officially talk about it now.
Exactly. Do you have your elf shoes? Do you have a pair of elf shoes? You do, don't you?
I do.
Right? I mean, just to ask that random question and you just say yes?
Of course I do.
Anything else you want to add, Troy?
You know, I would encourage people to come out and see the show. It's really a fun show, and we're combining with Chorus for a whole bunch of numbers, and we're doing some just amazing fun holiday music, and I think it's going to be a show for everyone.